We begin the current daf in Sefer Pesachim, daf Kuf Tezvav. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, discussing the halachas that the Mishnah mentioned regarding the halachas of Marr, and specifically regarding the minig of Kairach. So the Gemara begins, Amar Avinu, Amali Rav Mishar Shibereid Rav Nasan, Hachi Amar Hill. This is what Hill said, and the Ram brings that this is an Amayra by the name of Hill, it's not the Tana Hill, and the Rush actually brings the Girsa of Rav Hill. So he said, Mishmei the Gemara in the name of the tradition, that leinichrich inish matzu umar b'hadi hadadi v'nechel. A person should not wrap together the matzah and the mar and eat them together. And the reason is, mishum desvirlan, because we hold matzah b'zman hazeh d'iraisa, the halacha of matzah, even today when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's still a biblical mitzvah. Umar d'rabbanan, however, mar is only rabbinic, as the Gemara will later explain daf kof chof amad alf. And therefore, if you're going to wrap them together, v'asi mar d'rabbanan, then the mar, which is only rabbinic, and that is, biblically, it's not recognized as a mitzvah of tonight. And it's going to nullify the matzah, which is biblical. And that is as the Gemara explains. Even according to the one whose opinion is that mitzvahs do not nullify one another, and that is since both of them are mitzvahs of the night, they shouldn't be mevatel each other, because mar is a mitzvah and matzah is a mitzvah. And the Gemara will note, shortly, who is that Tana that says that? But Hanamili Dairaisa Dairaisa. That's when you have a biblical mitzvah with another biblical mitzvah. Each one is not going to nullify the other one, although there's something else that's being consumed at the same time. Or if they're both rabbinic. But if one's Dairaisa, one's Drabbanan, then the rabbinic one will come and nullify the Dairaisa one, that is the tam, the taste of the matzah, which is biblical, will be nullified by having a different taste, that of the mar. You're not going to fully taste the matzah, and since we don't recognize biblically the mar, because only rabbinic, therefore you're not allowed to have and wrap them together when you're trying to eat and fulfill your chiyav of matzah and mar on the Seder night. So the Gemara asks, Man Tana de Shamitle, who is the Tana that has taught us that mitzvahs e mevat lezuazu, that at least if you have them both deraisa or both drabanan, that mitzvahs will not nullify each other, and that is although you're going to be eating them together, you're not going to fully taste each individually, however they are not nullifying each other, and it wouldn't be a problem. That's Hilhi, the Tana Glinda Braisa. Amrullah al Hil, they said regarding Hil, Shahayukarchan Bavas Achas, that he would wrap together as a sandwich, so to speak, the Karban Pesach, the matzah, and the mar, that he would wrap them together of Eichlan and eat it. Shalem, like it says a Pasik Bamidbar that he darshan, that it says regarding the Karban Pesach that al matzah semirayim yichluhu, that you should eat them, the Karban Pesach, on the matzah and the mar, and therefore he said that you have to wrap them all together, eat them together, and therefore you see that he holds at least in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when all three were deraisa, therefore we see that he held that the taste were not mevatel zeze. However, today, where it's only rabbinic, you shouldn't eat them together. So on that, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, that chilkin alav chaveir val hil, that the chachamim argued on hil, the time like Linda Braisa. Braisa says, yachal yehi karchem v'asachas, you would think that you should wrap them together, v'oichlon, kederch shehil oichlon, and then to eat it the way hil ate it, which is to have the Karban Pesach, together with the matzah and the maror. Tamalayma, that's what the chacham brought. It says in the pasuk, amatzah semirayim yochluhu, that you should eat them on the Karban Pesach, on the matzah and the maror. That is afila zebef neyatzma v'zebef neyatzma, even when they're individually. And that is because, as Rashbam explains, it you know that you eat them separately from the fact that it doesn't say yochlu, that it says you should eat them. It says yochluhu, which sounds like that each one of those three should be eaten separately, because I would know that it's, if it just says yechlu, that it's going in the Karban Pesach, because it was talking about it, says v'achlu sabasa. Why is it yechlu hu? To tell you that even individually you can eat them separately, not like Hill, who says you should eat them together. On that, the Gemara asks, Masal Ravashi. Ravashi asks on this interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan of the Braisa, to say that they argue on Hill. Ihachi, if that's the case that you're saying, that they argue and say, no, you're not allowed to eat them together, and that, let's say, the timus would be mevat lezer, so then, my afilo, what is it they're saying that even, and that is, it sounds like that you can even eat them separately, the Karban Pesach separately, the matzah separately, the mar separately, but what's even? Even sounds like that for sure, that like Hill does, that you can wrap them together, for sure you'll fulfill that way, as the Pasuk says, but then even separately you could. But the way you're saying it is that they argue on him and they hold that you cannot fulfill them together because, let's say, based on the reasoning of Timus Mevat Lezuzu, that they will nullify each other. So how do you understand it based on the words of Afilu? Rather, Elamar Vashi argues on Rabbi Yechanan. He says that Haitana Hachiktani, that this Tana, the Braisa you just quoted, essentially holds like Hill. And that is the Braisa says, Yachala Yatza Bahu Yidei Chavasa, you would think you would not fulfill your obligation of the Seder night with these three items, Elam Kain Karchem Vasachas Vaichlan, only if you wrap them together and eat them together, Kedech Shehil Eichlan, like Hill ate them. Tamalayma, this is what the Chum said, that it says in the Pasuk, Al Matzam Umurem Yechluhu, that you should eat the Karm Pesach in the term of Yechluhu, which sounds like each one separately, that afil a zebif and the atzmai v'zebif and atzmai. Even if they're separately, but they're not arguing on hill, on the halacha, that you could have them together, and they would not be mevatlas zuazu. All they were saying was that you could even have them separately. So the Gemara concludes and says, hashta d'loyidmar hilcha, so now that the halacha has not been said, like hill of like rabban, it's not conclusive who the halacha is like, as Rashbam explains, because even the Rabban and the Braisa, they agreed a hill that you could wrap them together. They were just saying you don't have to. Whereas Rabbi Yechon's opinion was that they do argue, because Rabban held that completely you cannot wrap them because the time would be mevatla one and the other. So based on this, the halacha is the mevarch al achilas matzah va'achol. What you do is, the way Arminig is, first you make a bracha on the matzah itself and you eat it separately. V'had mevarach al achilas mar v'achal, and then you make a bracha on the mar separately and you eat it. And then you have what we know as kairach. V'had achal matzah v'chasa v'had hadadi b'lei bracha, then you eat the matzah and the lettuce, the mar together without a bracha. And that is zecher l'mikdash kil, that's a commemoration for the times of the Beis HaMikdash, as Hill had done, that he did in the times of Beis HaMikdash, that he would eat the Karban Pesach together with the matzah and the mar. So today, now that it's not conclusive regarding that halacha, but we do a zecher for that halacha, and that is we go ahead and we eat it together, but without a bracha, but we eat them separately because of this concept of that the mar would together with the matzah, one's rabbinic, one's aras, it would be about this time as a zoo. So we eat it separately, and then we eat it together the way Hill did in times of Beis HaMikdash, when it wasn't, at least according to that opinion of Hill, that time is not mavat lezuazu, that the mor and the kam pesach and the matzah all dairaisa, that then it was able to be eaten together, and therefore the halacha is that we do the matzah, mor, then kairach. Now the Gemara goes back to what we had mentioned on the previous daf when we were speaking about karpas. We spoke about the Mishnah Spigwa Kaddish, which you make the first of the four cups of wine that you make kiddush. Then comes urchatz. And that's where our Gemara says, because we had spoken about karpas, on this the Gemara says, Amar b'laza, Amar b'ishya. Kol shetibule b'mashka. Any vegetable that's being dipped in, let's say, a dip that was favored in bavel, that's kutach, or in vinegar, tzarch n'tilas yadam. You have to wash your hands beforehand. And that's because of the beverage that the vegetable is being dipped into. Because generally, hands are what's known there. There was one of the yudches davar, that the hands were given, even if you don't know if it became tamei, of shnius, that has a secondary level of tamah. And the halacha is whatever invalidates truma, which is a sheni, because truma could become a shlishi, then that item, which the hands would be in that category, makes liquids, beverages, into a tchil, into a rishon. And therefore, if one would go ahead and dip the vegetables into the liquid, it's going to be making the liquid. The vegetable is not going to be a problem because that's chulin. It can't become a shlishi. But the liquids will become a rishon, and then that would make the food into a sheni, and then you're going to have a problem of tumah. So therefore, you have to go ahead and wash your hands before you go ahead and eat a vegetable that you're dipping into a liquid. So Amar Papa. Papa says, Shmamina. So you can infer from this halacha that Hai Chasa, this lettuce that one is eating by the Seder night, we'll continue on to Amud Beis, Tzarech Lishakuei Becharoises, that you have to dip it in before you're eating it into charoises, into the dip. And the reason is, Mishum Kafa, because of the sap that's harmful, it's inside the vegetable, and that is because the lettuce has this eris that has, like the way onions have, as the Gemara explains in other places. And that's why we have to go ahead and wash our hands, which we know it's called urchatz, before we have the karpas, before we have the first dipping. And that's because when you're dipping it in, because to get rid of this harmful sap that's inside of it, it's going to be touching liquids. And when that's because, as we said, you're dipping the lettuce into the charoises. And the Rach says that kafa, as the Rashbam first says, that it was a reference to this sap that's poison, that has some type of harmful elements. And that the Rach says that kafa is a worm. But either way, he's saying that obviously you have to go ahead and dip it in, either because of the worm or because of the sap that's harmful, and you have to neutralize that by dipping it in first. That's obviously why that you have to go ahead and dip it in. And he says, because if you think that you don't have to dip it in, again, either because of the harmful elements inside inside the lettuce or because of the worm to get rid of it, then the tilis daim lamali. Then why would I need to have urchatz? Why would I have to wash my hands before karpas? Holay naga, but you didn't touch with your hands any liquids. So obviously that you do have to go ahead and wash, and you have to go ahead and dip it in, again because of the harmful elements. And that's why you, now that you were going to be dipping it into a liquid, so then you're dying, which are a shnius, would be a problem because it would make the liquid into a rishon, and that's why you have to do the tilis daim beforehand. And that the Gemara says no. Maybe the truth is you don't have to go ahead and dip in the karpas into anything, into salt water, into something else, into charoises. And the kappa merechem, the truth is that the kappa, again, either it's the worm or it's the harmful elements inside the lettuce, it dies from the aroma. And you don't have to actually dip it in. But then why do I need to have orchatz? Why do I have to wash your hands beforehand? That's dilma mashakel, because maybe you have the dip in front of you. You might dip it in, and then you have the problem of tumas yadayim creating the liquid into a rishon. And that's why you have to wash your hands, but you don't have to actually dip it in, and it's only because of a concern that you might dip it in. However, the Gemara says, Vamra Papa, although that we know that we do dip it in, and specifically regarding later on when we eat the lettuce, because we generally eat other vegetables, and that which is preferable by the karpas, when we're actually going to dip the mor into the charoses, le'nishi inish mor b'charoses. A person should not soak, should not let it stay there when he's dipping the mor into the charoses. Dilma agav chalya d'tam, because maybe because of the sweetness of the spices, which they put apples into the charoses dip, as the Gemara later on will explain, that's a commemoration of the tapuach, which was a significant symbol in the times of an Egypt, so there's apples inside of it, so it's very sweet. If you're going to dip it in and soak it in too long, maftalei lemuri, it's going to nullify the bitterness of the mar. Will be in tamar v'lekem, and we need to have that bitter taste that's inside the lettuce in the mar, and that's not going to be there if you soak it in too long. So you can't go ahead and soak it in too long. So Gemara says, ad berer Rav Chisda l'Rabbana Ukva. Rav Chisda took Rabbana Ukva v'darish, and he lectured as follows. He says, regarding the halachas that we were just speaking about, natal yad of betibul rishon, you go ahead and you dip, you wash your hands before the first dipping, that is of other vegetables, and natal yad of betibul shen, you wash your hands a second time when you're going to dip the second time, which is that of the mar, which is the lettuce. Now, Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Papa, Rabbanan, who heard this drasha, said this from Rav Papa. So, Haba alma itma, they said that this was said in general, regards to other dippings on other days of the year where you're not established in your eating. And therefore, when you washed your hands for the first time you were dipping the vegetable, you didn't know you were going to dip a second time. And therefore, you were what's called masich das. You didn't notice, you didn't think of that you're going to do it a second time. And that's why you have to go ahead and then wash your hands a second time when you're going to dip the second time. Because the Isa Gedaitach Hachitma, because they said that if you would entertain that he was saying it here regarding the halachas of the Seder night, regarding Mar, why do you need to wash your hands two times? You already washed your hands the first one time already by the first dipping. What would be the purpose of washing? You know the Seder night that you're going to have to eat the second time of dipping. So why would you go ahead and wash it a second time? Obviously, it was told not about the Seder night. And from in general, when you dip, you don't realize, you don't think you're going to dip another time. And therefore, when you dip a second time, you have to wash your hands a second time. However, only Rav Papa said to the Rabbanan, who told him over this drasha, he says, Adrabba, to the contrary, he was saying it specifically regarding the Seder night. Because you would think he told him not the Seder night. Lomali treitibuli. What are people doing dipping two times to say that you have to wash the tilis daim two times? There is no other time when you're going to go ahead and dip a second time. So therefore, he was obviously talking about the Seder night. But then the case is Elamai, so what are you going to say? So he was saying it regarding the Seder night. But then the question is, like they said, then the tilis daim zimni lamali. Why do I need to wash the tilis daim two times? Hamashle yadichadizim. They already washed his hands one time before he did urchatz, before karpas. Why do you have to go ahead and wash your hands a second time? If, let's say, not unrelated to the halacha of Maitzi Matzah, why would you have to wash your hands a second time for the mar? That Amri, that's what they said. That kiven de boy lemeima gadita ve'leila, since you have to say the Haggadah and you have to say Hal, which is part of the Haggadah in between the karpas and the mor, dilma asuchi aschi ledaite v'noga. Maybe it was masich das amongst that whole entire period, and he touched something that was dirty, that was metunif, and that's why you have to go ahead and wash a second time, because although he knew, but he was masich das along the way, possibly. Some more halachas regarding what we're speaking about of matzah and mor. Amar Rava, Rava said, Bala matzi, he makes a contrast between the halachas of matzah and mar. He says, if someone swallows matzah whole, he doesn't chew it. Yatzah, he still fulfills his chiyuv of matzah, because he did be'er of teichlu matzah, because that was still a consumption. He didn't achila. However, as the Rashbam says, l'ketchila, initially, definitely you should chew it because you want to have the taste of the matzah. However, one fulfills if he just swallows. Bala mar lo yatzah. If he swallowed mar without chewing it, he has not fulfilled his chiyuv of mar, because you need to have the taste of the mar, the bitter taste, because that was the particularity, what the Torah wants, that you should have the bitterness in your mouth, which is a commemoration for v'yamarur eschayim, that they made their lives bitter, the Egyptians, the Jewish people, and therefore if one swallows whole without chewing it, one has not fulfilled his chiyuv of mar. Bala matzah mar. If someone swallows matzah and mar, then yidei matzah yatzah, he has still fulfilled his chiv of matzah, as Rashbam explains that not to think that in such a case that you should also not fulfill even your chiv of matzah, because here you have two things going against it. One is that you didn't taste the taste of matzah, as we said regarding when you swallow the matzah whole, and also because it didn't touch your throat, because you have the mar interposing between the matzah and your throat. Still, again, that's not a problem. You have consumed matzah, and therefore, even if you're eating it together, you swallowed it together with the mar, you'll still fulfill your chiyuv matzah. But yidei mar lo yatzah, and most definitely in this case, as we said, that even if you swallow mar plain, you won't fulfill your chiyuv mar. However, karchan, if they were both wrapped together, besiv and bas, that's something that grows around the bark of the tree, ublan, and then he swallows them both together, wrapped in this capsule, so to speak, then afi de matzah nam lo yatzah. Then in that case, then even matzah one has not fulfilled his chiyuv, because it wasn't really in his mouth. Neither the matzah nor the mar. It's like just throwing something into a bag, like as if you just got it into your stomach somehow, but you didn't really eat it because it went through this capsule, which it was wrapped in, and therefore one has not fulfilled his chiyuv of achilas matzah either. Now regarding having these items on the table, the Gemara says Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi. Matzah lifnei kol echad ve'echad. Matzah should be in front of every single person. Mar lifnei kol echad ve'echad, and the mar should be in front of every single person. V'charois lifnei kol echad ve'echad, and the charois should be in front of every single person. And that is, as Rashbam explains, that their minig was that they would recline on beds, on couches, and they had tables in front of every single person. And therefore, you need to have the matzah and the mar in front of every single person on this table. But however, he says, but the way we do it, that we have everyone's on one big table, then you only need to have it in front of the one that's making the Seder, and he goes ahead and he apportions the matzah and mar to every single body. However, the ein oikrinis ha-shulchan, however, we did not remove the table, which was the mitzvah to remove the table, as the Gemara says later on, which is to make it recognizable for the children, say, what's going on, why are we moving the table at this time? That is, and everyone had their own table, that was elif nemisha imr ha-gada. That was only for the one that says the ha-gada, only his table has to be removed, and then the children go, what's going on? And that was the necessity of that. However, the Rashbam says that we don't remove the table, we actually remove the ka'ara, the plate that has all the different things on it, which the matzah and the mar and the two different dishes, the cooked dishes, and we just remove it to the end of the table, and it's enough with that. We don't have to actually remove the table. However, Rav Huna argues on Rav Shimi bar Ashi, and he says, Kulinami, no, all the things that we spoke about, not just regarding the halacha of removing the table, but even the matzah and the mar and the charoses, is lefnei mishoim ha-gadah. You only have to have it in front of the one who's saying the haggadah, the tati, the father, the owner, the one who's doing the seder. He's the one that you have to have everything in front of, and not anyone else. Halacha follows Rav Huna that he's the only one that has to have the ka'ara, the things in front of him. But now the Gemara asks, Lama oikrinis ha-shulchan? Why? We so said one of the things that everyone agrees only has to be for the one that's saying the Haggadah is the one that's being masad, doing the Seder, is the removal of the table. Why do you remove the table? That the children should recognize and realize something going on. Ask questions. Why are we doing this? We don't usually do something like this. And then we give the answer. On that, the Gemara brings a story to illustrate this halacha that Abaye Hava Yosef Kameh de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazer de kamidli takem mekameh. So he saw that they were taking away the table in front of Rabba. So Amalahu, he said to them, Adain lekechlin, we didn't even eat yet. And asu kamakri takem mekameh, and they're coming and taking away the table. What's going on? So Amalahu, Rabba says, Petartin miloimer manishtana. You have exempted us from saying the manishtana. And that is the manishtana, as the Gemara says later on, that it says if his son is smart, so he figures something's going on. And he asks him the question, what's different tonight? Why are we doing all these different things? And if not, the person himself has to ask the question. The manashana has to be asked. Now, since he asked him, what's going on? Why are we taking away the table? You don't have to say the nusach anymore. You don't have to say the questions of the manishtan, the tea answer. Rather, you can go straight in and say, oh, you want to know why we're doing different tonight? Why are we taking away the table in front of me? Is because we were enslaved and in servitude in Mitzrayim. That's why we're doing all these different things. And the Nusach Manishtana was introduced as a way of bringing that in because it has to be done with the questions. But once the son actually asked, once Abai actually asked the question, why is it different? You don't have to say anymore the Manishtana. So now, regarding the different components of matzah, the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, says a pasuk in Devarim that describes the matzah as lechem oini, as the poor man's bread. Now, the word oini could be translated many different ways. So the Gemara gives three interpretations of what matzah is called lechem oini. First pshat is lechem sha'inin alav dvarim, and that it's the bread that things are announced on it. That's the word of einim, which is to pronounce. Tanim ha'ach is similarly written in the Braisa. The lechem oini, why is the matzah called lechem oini? Is because lechem sha'inin alav dvarim harbor, it's the bread that's announced many things. That's why the matzah has to be on the Seder plate. It has to be on the table, because when you're saying the Haggadah, all these different things has to be said over regarding the matzah. Davar acha, second interpretation is, lechem oini, although it's pronounced oini, but uniksiv, it's written in the term of poor. That's the poor man's bread. Now, why is matzah called the poor man's bread? So the Gemara gives two interpretations. Ma oni shadaka reproves it just like a poor man. He generally doesn't have a full piece of bread. He has a broken piece. And therefore, we continue on to kaf tezayinim and alf. Afkan beproves it here also when we're eating the matzah by the Seder night, it has to be broken. And that is the way we do it, is that's where the concept of yachatz is introduced. We so far spoke about kaddish, urchatz, karpas. And we spoke about magid and rachza, meitzi matzah, mor and karech. Where does yachatz come in? Yachatz comes in that we want to make a bracha on achilas matzah on a broken piece, like a poor man, because it's called lechem oini, but it's written lechem ani. And but however, we still want to have two whole matzahs because we want to make the bracha of hamaitzi. We make meitzi and matzah because it's not worse than any other yamtiv, which we have two shleimus, two complete whole pieces of bread, in this case matzah. So therefore what we do is we make the bracha of meitzi on the two shleimus, and the bracha of matzah, we make that, we drop the bottom matzah, and we make the bracha only on the top one and on the broken one to have the bracha of matzah on the broken piece of matzah. The v'acha, a third pshat, which is a second interpretation of why it's called the poor man's bread, is madarka shaloni, just like the custom of a poor man. Hu masik v'ishtayayfa, at the time that he's stoking the fire, making the flame, his wife is baking, and that is that they want to be able to put the bread into the oven right away when he finished making the fire, because he's afraid that it's going to get cold, the oven, before it gets a chance to put it in, because they don't have that much money for that much firewood. So they're doing it together. He's heating up the oven while she's going to be baking. Afkan namihu masik v'ishtayfa. Here also regarding the matzah, the same halacha applies that he should be making the fire while his wife is baking, but here it's for a different reason. And that's because it shouldn't become chametzik. In other words, things should go quickly. That is not to have one person making the fire while the matzah is just sitting there and then putting it and baking it in. It should be like the poor man, but again, for a different reason, but regarding the halachas of chametz, that it should be done very quickly, and that way the matzah will not become chametzik.